Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esrabas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Avayin, Rezivik Hagun, Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us, Hamavakei Rishas HaYachid, a person is chopping wood in his Rishas HaYachid. It's in his own Rishas, and he's allowed to do whatever he wants. He could chop wood, there's no problem. However, V'hizik Rishas HaRabim, he caused a damage in the Rishas HaRabim. Perhaps the head of the axe flew off, or a wood chip flew out and struck someone in the Rishas HaRabim. There's something you should have paid attention to, because there are people walking in the Rishas HaRabim. Or the other way around, Rishas HaRabim, V'hizik Rishas HaYachid. He was chopping wood in the Rishas HaRabim, and he caused the damage in somebody else's Rishas HaYachid. And over here, he did not think that somebody was going to be in this other Rishas HaYachid. It's not like there's a Rabim there. It's Rishas HaYachid. There's only a few people hanging out there, maybe. Or Rishas HaYachid, V'hizik Rishas HaYachid Acher, he was chopping wood in his Rishas HaYachid, and he caused the damage in a different Rishas HaYachid. In all these situations, Chayiv, he has to pay. And moving on to Mishnah Ches, we're going to have a number of different scenarios, but they're all pretty easy to compute. We already know that a Shar Tam pays Chatzi Nezek, and a Shar Muad pays Nezek Shalem, and we also know that a person in Adam HaMazik has to pay Nezek Shalem. Bearing that in mind, the Mishnah says, Shnei Shvarim Tam Shechav Zezeh, we have two Shvarim, two oxen, that were both Tamim, that damaged each other. It wasn't one damaging the other, both caused the damage to each other. Mishalim and Maser Chatzi Nezek, whoever damaged more has to pay that remainder of the Chatzi Nezek. So let's say one caused a damage of 1,000, the other caused damage of 500, and Chatzi Nezek turns this into damage of 500 and 250, so the one who did the bigger damage, he has to pay the Hefresh the remainder amount, which is 250. What about Shnei Muadim? Let's say both these Shvarim were Muad, so Mishalim Maser Nezek Shalem. Whoever ended up doing the bigger damage, he has to pay that hefresh, he has to pay that difference in between the smaller damage and the larger damage. Echotam echad muad, let's say one was a tam, one was a muad. So muad batam, let's say the one who caused the greater damage was the muad to the tam, mishal b'maser nezek shalem, he has to pay the greater amount in nezek shalem, because again, he's the muad. And tam b'muad, let's say the one that did the greater damage was the tam, and he did that to the muad, mishal b'maser chatzi nezek. He pays that difference in chatzi nezek. And v'chein shnei anashim shechavu zebazet, let's say we have two men that damage each other, mishal Meiser Nezek Shalem, whoever caused the greater damage, he has to pay that difference in amount, and again, it's Nezek Shalem. What about if it's a person and an animal? Adam b'muad and muad ba'adam, the man damaged the shar muad, and the shar muad damaged the person, Mishal b'Meiser Nezek Shalem, so whoever damaged whom more has to pay that higher amount, and again, it's Nezek Shalem. What about if it was Adam b'tam b'tam ba'adam, the man damaged the shar, and the shar tam damaged the man, so Adam b'tam, if the man had damaged the shar tam more, Mishal b'Meiser Nezek Shalem, he has to pay the higher amount, and again, that's a Nezek Shalem, and again, tam ba'adam, if it was the shar Tom that did a greater damage, Mishal b'Maser Chatzi Nezek, the difference only has to be paid in Chatzi Nezek. And Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, Av Tam Shechava Ba'adam, even if it's a short time that damaged the person and he caused a greater damage than the person did, Mishal b'Maser Nezek Shalem, the owner still has to pay the difference in Nezek Shalem and not in Chatzi Nezek. And that's because Rabbi Kiva holds this entire din of a short time paying Chatzi Nezek is only when it damages somebody else's mamain. But when it damages a person himself, the owner has to pay Nezek Shalem, even though again, it's a short time. We're going to stop you for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Yod. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.